This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. The if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. And the one thing that I really need you to do, I need you to buy my book. Don't make me come to your house. It's not a pleasant experience, seriously. Okay? Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. Always, I mean, all the things that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, I lay out in the book. I show you how to handle those things. How to speak to people on the right. I mean, because really, there's people on the right that are petrified to talk about some of these things. And I talk about everything in the book. I talk about abortion, a woman's right to choose or not choose, racism, and who really perpetuates racism. I mean, think about who the wars were all set up and put in place by who? The Dems. You never hear a Republican say, yeah, and you know what? We're going to have a war on... Frankie, what's up this... Oh, women. That's right. This week it's women. We don't do that. It's the Dems. There's a war on women. There's a war on kids. There's a war on the air quality. There's a war on your water quality. Gets old. Doesn't it get old? Even you Dems, doesn't it get old? Because I know some of you listen to the show. I see what you post afterward. You know what he said? Is this all you got to do, really? You're going to sit there for 3 hours and hang on every word I said? Do you understand that I'm living rent-free in your head? You're thinking about me probably more than my wife does, for God's sakes. And I'm picking up all that little space in your head. And you're trying to figure out how to take me out with your 11 little followers on your Twitter. You know, I used to argue with you guys, and then the producer and a few others reminded me that we have quite a few followers, and if I start arguing with somebody, I may give them credibility. So they may go from 11 followers to 15 or something like that, I don't know. But I can't let stupidity run rampant. I really can't. I have to, some point in time, I got to get engaged. And you shouldn't either. Don't let them they can make fools of themselves. I love watching some of these idiots. My old joke is, you know, give me some popcorn and a Pepsi, and I'm going to sit there and watch you make a total fool out of yourself. And I'm good with that. Right? So, and I just want to sit back and watch it happen. Because a lot of times, you don't even have to engage. They'll do it all by themselves. Now, Trump has been working this all week long, or probably longer than that, frankly. And he's used to, when it comes to negotiating a contract, I've done it too, very large contracts, not multi-billion dollars, but you don't just let the powers that be, if you were the managers of the department, work it all the way through. At some point in time, guys higher up have to get involved. And I think Trump was trying to make, you know, he knows how to deal. I think he's finding out hard and fast that, you know, the way the legislative process works isn't exactly like business. It's not, it's, you don't have the same amount of carrots you can dangle in front of their faces. But he still got engaged. He still got involved. He's still trying to push it. He still tried to help. Which is much more than I can say about Mr. Obama. So, you know, when they got together last night and the night before and they tried to work through this and they said they were making headway, there are something, I'm not going to go through them all. I'm not going to do that to you, I promise. But if what they're telling us is true, and looks like premiums are going to go up, it looks like it's going to cost seniors more money, and things like that. And, no, that's a no-go. That's a no-vote. It ain't that hard. And we can't allow them to get away with it. We sent them there to do a job. You need to stay on their case. And not a little bit, a lot. These guys don't like pressure. Actually, I don't think they can handle pressure, you know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do very much appreciate the time that you are spending with me, being involved in a conversation. I don't know. I look at this. These guys were supposed to be set, ready to go. They knew they won back in November. They repealed or tried to repeal this bill. See, and they knew that was a joke, too. 60 times. Right? 60 times they tried to repeal the bill. You know, the Freedom Caucus has the right idea. They were sent there to protect our butts. Not to do what they want them to do. It's a representative government. It's not a do-whatever-you-want government once you get there. Even if you dislike the bill, and I think some, you know, there's some important changes. Here's a few ideas. This is according to who? I hate when I do that. I get so excited I get ahead of myself. I think Rachel Bade wrote that or whatever. Doesn't matter. But this is step one in a lengthy process. This is, I don't believe that they decided to phase it all in. And the guy came afterward when they went, oh, ooh, oh crap. All right, this doesn't look good. But they can't pass something just to pass something. These little boys that were playing around in the billiard room, they wanted this bill to go down on Barack Obama on the day he signed it. Right? Because of the irony behind it. Let's screw the American people for irony. That's great. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Sam Sorbo joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be back. Just heat up your coffee. You're going to need it. Bye-bye. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the fog. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to right now, and you've chosen mine, which I'd like to believe it just shows what a high IQ you have. But that's my personal opinion. So head over to my website, therealside.com. Not only can you watch live and listen live, but you can buy my book. If you're tired of seeing me in the same 5 shirts every week, all right, I make about 21 cents a book. If I can sell a couple thousand of them, I might be able to get a new wardrobe, and you guys will have something else to look at. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, we talk a lot about education. Some of you know my involvement in education here in California, and God, get out now. If you have young children in California and you can make it work, get out now. I'm telling you, not just with education, with other things happening in the state when it comes to your parental rights and our young kids, it's just going to keep getting worse and worse. And I'll tell you what, I have, and maybe my next guest will kind of help me feel better about it, but I'm not getting the warm fuzzies from our so-called conservative warriors anymore. I don't see them coming out and fighting like they used to. So I've asked Sam Sorbo to join me. She's known for her quick wit, fun personality, voracious work ethic, and strong commitment to principles. She holds many titles, including radio host, actress, international model, activist, author, wife, mother, and the segment will be over here soon, and homeschooling advocate. Sam, thanks for joining me.
I need a break.
Apparently, you need a vacation after all
of
that.
None of the rumors are true. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know what, though? You're the kind of person that will get things done because you've got the energy level. You see how important it is, and you're willing to go for it and go at it, and we need more people like that.
Well, that's true. I'm sorry that you're losing faith in sort of conservatives battling for education, but I understand why. We've had 9 overhauls of our public education system in 27 years. That's one every 3 years. Now, let me ask you something.
Uh-oh.
They've overhauled the education every 3 years, basically, on average, every 3 years, and we keep telling them that they're failing. The question is, are they failing by their standards? And I would have to tell you, they're not. They're succeeding by their own standards. They're just not telling us that. And so we keep thinking, oh, this new method that they're employing, this new thing that they're, you know, embarking on, this will fix it, when it won't. And it can't. And until we're ready to acknowledge that and accept it and act upon it, nothing will change. And so I love the fact that you're sort of encouraging people, get out now. They can't get, it's so hard for us to get out because we are now have been raised in this whole education bureaucracy. And that's why I wrote my book. And the subtitle of my book is An Inspirational Journey from Self-Doubter to Homeschool Advocate, because I doubted myself. And most of the conversations that I have are about people who think that they can't. And I say to them, if you think that you can't teach a third grader, but you graduated from that system, why are you sending your child into that same system?
It has never changed. Sam, I've got this thing in the back of my head. You tell me if you think I'm really off and I need to be checked or what here. But, you know, back in the days of the Jim Crow laws, it was illegal to teach blacks how to read. They didn't want them educated because they knew if they had too much education, they'd figure a way to get out of their mess. And I think over the years, what you've seen in school, instead of pulling kids up and making them learn and helping them learn and finding ways for them to learn, every time they hit this wall, if you would, the educators keep dumbing it down and telling them less and graduating them earlier. We did a story last night about community colleges now that are going to make it easier, make the tests easier. We're already 47th in the world in math. What are we shooting for, number 3?
Yeah, they just took out the requirement for teachers to have to pass some sort of literacy test. Why should we have our teachers knowledgeable?
I wish they had these teachers when I was in school. I would have passed for straight A's. My God.
Right.
No.
Right.
This is serious.
And so, what's a parent to do? I mean, look, I'm saddened, but you're correct in bringing up the Jim Crow laws and the idea that you don't teach slaves to read. Because why? Because reading engenders knowledge and intelligence, and they didn't want the slaves to be knowledgeable or intelligent, obviously. And now we have schools that are graduating children who cannot read. Why? Because the government isn't interested in an intelligent citizenry. And that's also why the government schools don't teach civics anymore. Why? Because civics is the study of the role of government in society. The role of our government in a constitutionally based society is of the people, by the people, and for the people, wherein the power rests within the people. And the government is not teaching the people that the power resides with them. The government is teaching the people that health care is a right. And that's a lie.
Are you suggesting that they're teaching some kind of representative government or something like that?
No, they're not teaching government. That's my point.
Yeah.
And so we have a citizenship that we have a citizenry that can't pass a citizenship test. 82% of American citizens fail the citizenship test. And if you think it's because the citizenship test is too hard, then understand that 98% of foreigners seeking citizenship of the United States pass it.
I love when I see those, you know, the man in the street kind of thing, and exactly that. They get Americans, and young Americans especially, they can't answer a third of these questions. And then what happens is they get foreigners that are walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard. They can answer almost every one of our questions. I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Pathetic.
They're teaching our history overseas. We can't teach it here. We live it. We can't teach it here. So
Well, granted, somebody who wants to be a citizen of the United States, you know, puts forth the effort. But
right.
I don't understand why citizens, why actual citizens who are being educated by the government are not understanding the role of government in the United States. And the only reason that I've come up with is it's a conflict of interest. The government running the schools is an actual conflict of interest.
But, Sam, don't you think it's because we have, to a degree, we have conservatives and conservative families have allowed the left progressive to take over education? They've done it over a period of years. It didn't happen in 2.5 weeks. They've allowed this to happen over the last 40, 50 years.
No, absolutely. That's true. And that's part of the Marxist, the Communist 45. It's on their agenda to take over the schools. Well, they've really, you know, struck a great leaps and bounds with that.
Yeah.
And so, this is the biggest problem. Why do you think Bernie Sanders did so well until Hillary stole the election from him?
Oh, he was the candy man. He was a neighborhood ice cream guy.
But the reason that he resonated so much, and you know, he resonated with the young people. And
right.
It's like, really, that octogenarian with the white hair is resonating with young people? Because they've been raised to believe that socialism is good.
Yeah. Hey, let's hit
which
that.
Which is a lie.
We got to hit that on the other side of the break. I do want to talk on socialism because they don't know what it is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Sam Sorbo joins me. Don't go far. You may learn or grow a spine to be able to homeschool your children. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. This is The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you want to know the stations and times and all that, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can check out some of the writings of our, we have 9 writers or something like that on the site. Go ahead and check them out. Let them know what you like, what you don't like. But you can find the stations and times, the podcast and all of that stuff if you need to go back and get it. Again, you know what? If you're in an area that doesn't carry the show and you have to listen on your little smartphone, which is a real pain, I don't even like doing that, call the station and see, you know, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the show? And if you don't get the answer you're looking for, send me an email. Don't worry about it. I can work it out. You know, I want to welcome KQEW 102.3 FM out of Arkansas, because one of you, or a couple of you, I would hope, got on their case and said, hey, what are you doing? Why don't you have the show? And they were more than happy to bring the show on. So make some noise. Make a difference. Seriously. I've asked Sam Sorbo to join me tonight. She's known for her quick wit, fun personality, voracious work ethic, and strong commitment to principle. I'm not going to go through her many titles, which include the radio host, actress, model, activist, and a homeschooling advocate. And a bunch of you just cringed when I said that. But you can do it. I mean, you really can do it. And Sam, again, thanks for joining me tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. I know people cringe when they hear homeschooling, but the fact is that it's a lot easier than people think, which is why I wrote my book, They're Your Kids. It's a lot easier than you think, and it's a much greater blessing. It preserves the family rather than tearing the family apart. School's really there forming a wedge between the child and the parent. The child goes to school all day, then comes home with homework, and the parent has to stand over the child saying, you do your homework now, which puts the parent in the miserable position of being not the one with the authority, because the school has the authority, right? And that's the message that you're giving your child, is the school has the authority over me, and being the one to sort of crack the whip, and the kid's like, look, I just spent the whole day. How would you like it if you went to work for 8 hours and then came home and your wife said to you, get your homework done? I mean, you know, it's really a travesty the way we treat our children. You keep them home with you. You teach them. They work 3 or 4 hours a day when they get into the higher grades. and you preserve the family bond, and they look to you for your guidance and for your authority, and it's just, it's a phenomenal thing. And it's such a gift in this country to be able to preserve the family, and my children get along with their siblings, and like, it's the blessings are myriad. So if you have any doubts at all, please get my book. It will show you what it looks like and what it means to homeschool, and you won't believe it when you get out of the system and you can look back at it and go, oh my gosh,
yep.
I believed them. I believed that I couldn't do it. They told me that. Okay.
And there's so many resources out there for you. I know of a group.
Now,
Oh yeah. Well, in the early days, I know it was really tough. I heard a lot of people talk about how hard it was to homeschool your children, and not simply to homeschool them, but to get the resources that they needed and the help that they needed to do it. Now there's all kinds of resources out there too. And don't get tricked by the state programs, right? I mean, they have state-run programs.
Yeah.
You might as well just put the kid in the classroom, don't you think?
You might as well, yeah, exactly. There's a great site called homeschoolnow.com or homeschoolnow.usa, and that's a great site to just sort of get you started. It's it's just a neutral site, and it just sort of gives you sort of the ins and outs of how to get started and stuff. And when I started, I was so scared. I said, I'm just doing it for the fall. I just want to see. Because the schools failed me, right? My boy was just not treated the way that I thought that he should be handled. And he wasn't encouraged the way I thought he should be encouraged. And halfway through the school year, I asked the teacher how he was doing. And I was in the classroom all the time. I talked to the teacher all the time. And I happened to ask her, hey, how were his book reports? And she said, oh, not very good. And I was like, seriously? Like, it took me asking. I've been here every week in and week out, and now all of a sudden, just because I ask, you tell me that he actually has to step up his game? I was shocked. And then I started doing book reports with him every day after school, and I went, wait a minute. This is homeschool. If you do homework with your child after school, you're already homeschooling. You're just doing it at the end of the day when everybody's tired and cranky and hungry.
You know, I love these people who make fun of the homeschool kids, but I got to tell you something. These kids are done earlier. They're having more fun. They know as much, if not more, than the kids who go to a comprehensive high school or a comprehensive school altogether. And they look down on these kids. I'm not going to tell you some of the conversations I've had with teachers and administrators at the school about homeschool children. And I go, you know, you are so wrong about those kids that are being taught at home. Right?
Yeah, and then the other thing, of course, one of the first questions out of parents' mouths is, what about socialization, which is,
of course,
the worst question. Why is the most important thing to you in your child's education their ability to make friends? Like, seriously? Are we talking about education? Please. But furthermore, homeschool kids tend to be much better socialized because they're very used to dealing with people of all ages, where kids in the classroom are taught ageism. And so fifth graders are better than third graders. And that's just the way it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So there are lots of great benefits to homeschooling. I try to encourage everybody to at least take a semester, take the fall. You know, if anything, and you send them back to school, they won't have really lost anything, and you will have had some fun with your kids. You only have 18 summers, folks. You only have 18 summers.
But, Sam, so many, and I'm not taking away from parents. I don't want to make it sound like I'm beating on parents here. But, you know, they're so busy needing that second income, you know, to pay for what they got going on. Some of them are busy running around, you know, the soccer moms, if you would. You got to get the kid here and get the kid there and take them to acting class and take them to this class. I mean, how do you reconcile all that?
Well, you know, that was me. I was in the classroom helping out because I had that whatever parental guilt, and I needed to make sure that I was involved. I was an involved parent, right? And the school, the education of my child slipped past me while I was being the involved parent and thinking that I was getting all this stuff done on behalf of my child. Now I'm educating him. I'm skipping the bake sales. I'm skipping the PTA. I'm skipping taking the kids to the library and, you know, the classroom to the library and helping grade papers. But I have a lot more time to spend with my child. Now, to the two working parent household, they got to get that figured out. I can't figure that out, but you got a kid. That's a responsibility. So you got to figure out how much responsibility are you going to shoulder here, and how much are you going to just send the kid to school because it's the choice of society that we just send our kids off to school. I have to ask you, at the age of five, what is it that automatically makes you unfit to parent your child, and the child now has to go to school to learn the alphabet or whatever else? I mean, the way we think about education is entirely wrong. And it's because we've been indoctrinated by a system that is, in a sense, a corruption of what education was always supposed to be. The reason to learn is to learn to reason. We're not teaching our kids that. We're teaching them career readiness and college prep. And if that's the highest aspiration you have for your child, then certainly leave them in school if the best that you can hope for them is that they get a job. But if you want to have a relationship with your child, if you want a child that loves and respects you, that you love and respect, there's only one way to build that relationship, and that's through time and effort.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I'm going to go one step further with you. I always say the same thing, and I got some nasty emails a few weeks ago when I made the comment from the board dais, and I said, look, the state is, they were pushing some things down on us. I said, the state has overstepped again. We're too busy teaching what they perceive are moral values. We're too busy teaching this gender, sex confusion all over the place, and we're spending less time on reading, writing, or arithmetic. So, if you really want your children, I don't want schools teaching moral values. I don't think that's what the public school system was set up was, well, what it should be doing. But again, if you've got no other options, you've got to go looking for maybe friends, relatives, ways to get your kids in. I was telling you about a homeschool product or program that one of the school districts has. You've got to take the time to make sure your child's getting the right education, right?
Look, when we allowed them to remove the Bible from public schools, we didn't take religion out of the schools. We replaced the Judeo-Christian religion with the religion of secular humanism. And now they are teaching your children that life is an accident, that they are accidents, freaks of nature, just happened by accident, and that survival of the fittest is the rule of the world. Now, if you believe in survival of the fittest, then give me a good argument why ISIS is wrong. You don't have one.
That's right. I never thought of that.
You don't have one. And we are teaching young people that they are accidents, and it's survival of the fittest, and we're expecting them to grow up somehow and think that life has value and people should be protected. And it won't work that way.
Nope.
And that's why we have Columbine, and that's why we just had this young girl
Sam,
who was raised.
You got to hold that thought. We're going for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. More with Sam Sorobo right after this.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's do our, what is that, what was that, the Mickey Mouse Club? Right? We do a rundown for the call. I want to, Patricia from New York, thanks for tuning in tonight. I always appreciate the time that you guys stay up and listen to the show. And Alexandria out of Texas. Hey, you'll be interested. Next week, Rick Green will be on with us. He's a Texas boy. I'd like to tease him today. Betty out of Michigan. Cheryl out of Washington. Jim Boy out of the Philippines. We got a lot of people from the Philippines and Australia. I don't know what's the appeal. Because I don't look like an Australian. I probably look more like a Philippine guy. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Jim Boy out of the Philippines.
Jim Boy out of the Philippines. Why, you know him?
Okay.
Would he
listen
to you too?
Magandang gabi. Kumusta ka?
Now, see, I wouldn't know if you were telling the truth. Hopefully.
Oh, yeah, no. That's,
okay.
That's good evening, and how are you? In
oh, cool.
Tagalog.
All right, well, good. We know what, we're going to have to cut that out, and the next time somebody in the Philippines comes on, we'll just play that for them. Seriously. Patricia from New York. I speak New York. How you doing over there in New York? You're good. Okay. Steve from Ohio. Always a pleasure. Hey, guys, I really do appreciate when you tell me where you're from. I get a kick out of where you're from, where you're listening from, and the kind of things you like to comment on. Anyway, you heard it in the background, heard her in the background. Sam Sorbo is joining me right now. She's known for her quick wit. The big thing we're talking about right tonight is she's a homeschooling advocate. And this is, you know what? It's not a bad thing. We did it with one of our daughters, and later on, we same thing. We got sucked, Sam. We got sucked into the same thing. We're about, you know, you want to make sure the kid isn't isolated. What about the social stuff? What about? Well, she and some of her friends learned way too much about social stuff in high school, so they got more than enough training.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff happening in high schools now.
Well,
there's some crazy stuff happening in all throughout the education system.
I agree with you. And later on in life, as they got older, and they would sit at the table like they do now and tell you about some of the things that went on in high school, I start to shudder. I say, look, first of all, I'm sorry, but I don't need to hear any of this. I'm older now. My heart won't take it. You know, I don't want to know. You should have told me then. Yeah, the stuff that goes on in high school that your kids are exposed to, I'll put it that way. If you're not involved and engaged, I don't know, you deserve what you get. I don't know any way to put it. Take if you can do it, if there's any way you can pull it off, you should be doing homeschooling. I agree with you.
Plus, it's fun. We have a blast.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's just fun. I can't even, it's just fun. I have my oldest child is a public speaker, and we do speaking tournaments with him. And his latest thing is he's got a, I don't even want to go into it, but he does public, it's amazing. It's just fun. And we spend time together. And I love that. And I think about if he were going to school every day and how much of his life I wouldn't have a clue about and I wouldn't be involved in. And, you know, I highly, highly recommend it. If you want, you can reach out to me. Go to my website, samsorbo.com. My book is there. They're Your Kids. It's basically it's an indictment of our education system. And by the way, I don't rag on teachers because I love teachers. They are trying to do the best that they can, but the system is geared against them. There's no discipline in the classrooms. They're not allowed to promote kids or hold kids back. They have to make sure that everybody goes along at the same speed. I mean, the classroom that my son was in, the last class he was in second grade, we had five, like, troublesome children. And I remember the day that she said to me, today was a great day. And I said, why? She said, I got the five kids into special whatever, you know, so they were removed from the classroom for a time so that she could actually concentrate on teaching kids. And, I mean, you know, so there are so many problems in the system. And the fact that we keep beating our heads against the walls, thinking that something's going to change just sort of osmotically or evolution-y, it's a joke. It's sad. If there's a way for you to keep your kids home, first get my book, and then when people start giving you pushback, give them a copy of my book because it explains all of the, you know, it's fairly comprehensive of all the different problems that we have in our school systems today. And I love when people say, oh, you know, but my school's one of the good ones. Yeah, good compared to what? We're like 47th in the world.
Yes, you're right. I always harp on that, too. We spend all this money. And for those of you who think it's a money thing, because I always love when I get that.
Now, we spend the second.
What's that?
We're just less costly than one other nation.
Yeah, but Sam, I don't. Here in California, in my district, we spend about $6,000 a child. And now think about something. That's $6,000 a year, not a month, to educate your child. And we have, in our district, we have some of the best schools in the state. Now, I know, depending on how you look at that, it's not saying much, but we have some of the best schools in the state. Our kids
go on. California's now 49.
There you go. Perfect. All right. So You go to New Jersey, where they're spending $27,000 a child. They've got some of the worst schools in the country. So don't tell me how that it's all about the money, because it's not all about the money.
Yeah.
It's about
like
the
highway robbery
out there. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. And that's where a big portion of your tax dollars are going to. So if you want to learn more about homeschooling, you want to learn how to actually make it happen, pick up Sam's book, and we'll actually link to your site and those kind of things. Before I run out of time, I want to talk about your movie, Let There Be Light, a Christmas movie, right?
Yes, it's a Christmas movie like they used to make. It's a movie that will make you want to laugh and cry and stand up and cheer. And it's the story of the world's greatest atheist who has a near-death experience and is resuscitated and realizes that he's been wrong, but he has to try to figure out what he's been wrong about and how to make that work. And my husband directed it, Kevin Sorbo, and he and I star in it. And I'll tell you a quick story. I had the idea for this movie, and I called a friend who's a famous writer in Hollywood and asked him if he would co-write it with me, to which he, of course, said no, because he's a famous writer in Hollywood. We went and had lunch. He said, come and have lunch. And I said, okay. And after lunch, he said to me, tell me your idea. And I thought he was going to give me, like, a tip or something. So I told him the idea, and he said, I like it. We'll write it together. And 2 weeks after that, Sean Hannity, completely out of the blue, really, called Kevin and said, I want to get into movie production with you.
Well,
and I looked at Kevin and I said, that's my movie. And here we're sitting like a year and a half later with a finished movie. And if I tell you that never happens, you have to believe me, that never happens.
Well,
the typical time from conception to film is 5 years.
Wow. And lots of money, right?
Lots of money. So,
yeah.
But I'm very excited about this. Very excited.
I got excited too. Here, I was going to ask you if you needed a radio show host for the movie, but obviously you're already done, and you've got Sean. So I guess he would be a match for me. I don't know. Let's see.
But anyway. And he does a really good job. He's playing a guy named Sean Hannity, and he's very convincing.
He looks a little bit like him too, but no, you know. I'm always amazed. We don't have a whole bunch of time, so I don't want you to feel like you got to go deep in answering this. But I'm always amazed. Hollywood confuses me to no end because they're in it for the bucks. You know, they want to make money at the box office. And some of the movies that make the biggest amount of monies are the Bible-based movies, are the movies about good moral values and that kind of thing. And they do everything they can to push back on them. It's always amazed me. Are they that drunk there?
So I had a show that I was selling, and I went to an executive's office, and we pitched her the show. It was a faith-based show along the lines of Touched by an Angel kind of thing. And she said, well, here's the thing is, my faith, like, I'm faithful, but my faith is over here. And she sort of motioned, like, across the room. She said, so I see that there's an audience for this, but I just don't get it. And that's the best explanation that I can give you.
Wow. My
they
God.
Don't get
No, they don't. When I saw the Noah movie that was made by Hollywood. And
oh, you mean Transformers meets Waterworld.
Yes.
Look, you know what? You can't. If it's a cat, it's not going to bark like a dog.
Right.
And they do. I went to the screening. I went to a screening of Noah, and one of the producers was there basically issuing apologies. And somebody asked, you know, with the success of God's Not Dead and The Blind Side, are we going to see more Hollywood, big Hollywood films about faith? Or with good moral values kind of stuff. And he said, well, I think that what Hollywood does really well is the blockbuster, and what the independents do really well is the faith. And that's probably the way that it's going to continue. And that was his answer.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, you can't get blood from a stone. And
no.
And they do, you know, they do the Terminator meets whatever. I mean, they do those movies really well. And what we're seeing now is that it's really coming down to those and almost nothing else.
I want movies I can actually sit and watch, even with my older kids. Sam, it's been a delight having you on tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you gave me to just spend with
you
me today. And we'll have you on some more. If you want to know more about Sam, her book, and her movie, head over to samsorbo.com. I can't make it any easier for you, okay? It's samsorbo.com. If you can't figure that out, maybe you shouldn't be listening to the radio.
Maybe you shouldn't be near a computer.
Nothing that might hurt you in any way, shape, manner, or form. I'm Joe McCready, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. A lot more fun. A smorgasbord. And I can't spell it, so don't ask me to. In the next hour of story craziness going on in today. We'll be right back. Oh. Dan, thanks for being with me. Really, very much appreciate
it. You're amazing. I'm sure that people tell you that, but you have...